Hello, welcome back to Caitlin Cast. I'm Caitlin. I'll talk about my memories with my dog, Poe. She was a black and white dog. I think she was a part pit, part lab. She recently passed away on August. She recently passed away on August 22nd, 2025. I was at Deha. A staff let me watch Freaky Friday on Saturday of the day, but it's their quiet side. I got a call from Mima, a video call. She was crying. I thought something happened in the family. I think somebody died. I went to the bathroom, so the other class wouldn't hear. Mima said, Paul was gone. I began crying, and a staff named her Linda came. I told her what happened. Apparently, I lost it without realizing this, she told me to breathe. She said, breathe. I said, where's mom? I want mom. I was talking about Rihanna. She's somebody I call mom. We went outside and she was supporting me. You know, I was sad the whole day. I was crying off and on all day. And I was crying, saying, my baby, because Paul was my baby, like my dog. What I love about my friends here at the day center is that every time I cried, they were there for me. You know, they told me it's going to be okay. And two of them called me that weekend throughout the weekend to make sure I was okay. I was so sad for 3 days straight. And let's see. The beginning of Paul's life, she was born at my real mom's house in Plainview. She was born on November 30th, 2017. When she was a year old, she became a house dog. I brought her in. My mom said, hey, Poe. Yeah, Poe and I went for walks. And she was not supposed to have puppies. I asked mom if we can go take her to get her fixed, because I didn't want her to have any puppies. Mom said we can't afford it. I haven't told her about this deal that I've been told about at the vet. But we didn't get to get fixed. After mom passed, Paul was pregnant, and we found that out. And I don't think I was very happy. I said, oh, no. And you think maybe I'll watch your mouth. Paul had 5 boys, 1 girl. Apparently, 3 of them were harassing the neighbors, and then we went to a different house when they were a little older, and 2 of them died, and the girl is only remaining. Her name's Princess. Whenever you click the leash, Poe came running. Here she comes. No, it's time to go for a walk. When mom's still alive, I would give Poe baths. She would try to trip out the bathtub. I would push all the clothes in the laundry room against the door so she wouldn't get out. I think the clothes. But I found another way to give her a bath. I got the leash, put on Paul's collar. I took her outside, opened mom's car door, and put the leash in and closed it so Paul couldn't go nowhere. I would get the water hose and spray her, the washer, shampoo, jar off. Maybe Paul would be on the porch, you know. Does that feel better? I used to pet her, kiss her tickle spot. Because if you tickle a certain spot on her body, she'll move her foot like up and down. So, I shared my food with her. I had a dream about her last night. The night of September 18th, 2025, I had a dream about her. I can't remember all of it, but what I remember, I was feeding Poe in my dream, and she was chomping it, I think, I don't know, like, kind of like that. I can't remember, but, and I gave her quite a few Wheaties or whatever, and I asked her, are you full? She ended up burping in the dream. Yeah, Paul would sleep in the bed with me, and Princess, her offspring, would be under the bed. Yeah, Paul would be like against my back. I remember when I first brought in, I think the first couple of days or so, I was still asleep. I think it was a weekend or whatever, and Paul was looking my face to give me to wake up. She'll bark at my uncle Roger when he came to the house. Like, rah, 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 rah. You know. But I think she barked like, woo, woo. I think she barked like that. I think she eventually stopped when she got to know him. She was a sweet, lazy, and a good dog. Her full name was and still is Paul Max Burge. Like, when I moved here to Lubbock, I didn't get to see her for a long time. And then, like, the last time I saw Poe was May 3rd, 2025. On August 30th, 2025, I was supposed to go see Poe at Meemaw's before Hunter's birthday party. And Nick Audrey Temple, who's my mama nana, her daughter and I planned to go. So take me to go see Poe. That was the week before I was supposed to go see her, Poe ended up passing away. Now I'm supposed to go see Meemaw tomorrow, September 20th, 2025. And I know I'm gonna have mixed feelings, I'm gonna have mixed emotions, it's gonna hit different, you know. And I told Mom about it, Rihanna, my second mother. I told her it's gonna hit different, yada yada, but it's gonna be okay. I told her I'm a strong girl. She said, yes, you are a strong girl. She will always be my baby. I'll be her mama forever, always and forever. I'm an angel mom because my dog, who is my baby, is an angel, which means she's in heaven. The grief will always be there, but I can focus on the good memories I have with Poe. I will always miss her. Thank you for listening. Peace.